Smile with unconditional love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Smiles with unconditional love. Every day I receive emails from people all over the world who have a little difficulty in finding that bubble that makes their life exciting. At finding that experience that turns them on and makes them feel alive. They feel, oh, I felt this so good back 10 years ago or 5 years ago or even 10 minutes ago, but why is it I don't feel it right now? Why is it that I don't feel this excitement for living right now? This excitement for being who I am right now? We can't always have everything our way, but we can always have everything our way. Herb, what's that all about? You say we can't always have everything our way, and then you say we can always have everything our way. Well, if we give in to life, if we give in to the appearances that are around us, it seems as though we can't always have everything our way. And when we can't always have everything our way, it's not very pleasant. It's not very nice. And when we get everything our way, then we sometimes feel, hey, that's not always too cool. That's not always too wonderful. That's not always too good. Oh, I want to have what I want to have. And I want to have it because I want to have it because that's for me. That's for me. And this is what we say. And then we go back to how the world is created. The world is created by our thought. The world is created by every attitude we have in our mind, every attitude we have in our heart, every attitude that makes us who we are. We're the creators of our world. We're the creators of every experience that happens in our world. We're the creator of every person that comes into our world, good, bad, or indifferent. We're the creators of every glorious person that comes into our world, good, bad, or indifferent. We're the creator. Now, what's that all about? Well, what that is all about is, who do we want to be? Who do we want to be? We sometimes get in a lull in our life, and that lull comes because we have sort of used up our energy. We sort of used up all of our experiences for a while, and we sort of relax and lay back and do nothing for a while. And then we wonder why things catch up on us, why problems catch up on us, why we have all sorts of weather problems, and we have people problems, and we have work problems, and we have all the problems in the world that come our way, and we say, why me, oh Lord, why me? And the reason it's, why you? Because you are the Lord. Because you are the creator of your world. Because, as we've been told, it's done unto us according to our belief. Now, what is our belief? I had one person write in and say that the bubble seems to be not there. It's missing. Where is it? Where is that bubble that made her so happy and made her life so fantastic? And so I wrote back to her. I said, beloved, you are a very special person. You are a bubble. You are an up person all of the time. You take charge of your every thought and make sure it reflects the positive, joyful, intelligent person which you always are. Now, she might take offense at that. She might say, come on now, I'm writing you because it's not that way. It's not that way. And I would say to her, I'm writing to you because I see it that way because that's the way I am. And that's the way I am within myself. That's the way I am in my heart. That's the way I am in my life. And that's all that matters. So I went on to say to her, you are a wise person. You surround yourself with harmonious people. Even when they have problems, you see them through your ideal eyes of unconditional love. Even when circumstances in the world cry out in their terror, you see these happenings through your wise eyes of unconditional love. You know you create your world out of your thought. Your thought. You create your world out of your realm of thought in which you live, move, and have your being. You are always in charge of what goes on in your world, for you have created everything that there is that's going on in your world by every thought you think. For you have created everything that goes on in your world by every thought you think. When anyone or anything says to you it needs to be looked at positively, it needs to be loved. It needs to be looked at positively. You, with your unconditional love, flood first yourself and your thoughts. Then you flood your creation with our unconditional love, and all is well. When your bubble seems to be missing, it is because you were not looking where it is. Your bubble is in your heart. Your bubble is your bubble, and it knows the purity of your heart and soul. It knows only the purity of your heart and soul, the goodness which it is now and always. Revitalize your inner reservoir of purity and truth with affirmations of who and what you are. And watch the miracle of the real yourself as you stand up for your original purity and integrity right now. This is all you are, or ever will be. This is all. When you fall asleep in your meditation, it means you are relaxed and peace. All tension and anxiety is gone. You may be tired when you think you walk alone, but, precious one, I am always there with you. How many times do we walk through the problems of life and get so unhappy that things aren't going our way, and we think to ourselves, why is it that things are not going our way? Why is it that things are not turning out the way we'd like them to turn out? Why is it that life is that way? Well, it is just that way. It is just that way. When we have a low self-esteem, when we have a low attitude about ourselves, then all of life seems to give us a low response. When we have a high attitude about ourselves, all of life seems to give us a high response. Now, do you want a low response or a high response? Did this young lady want a low response of herself or a high response? All of her life, she's a bubble. We all are. All of our life, we are bubbles. And all of our life, we are going through life expressing that bubble of our original purity and integrity. And then we come upon low moments in our life. We come on moments where nothing seems to be going right, where everything seems to be in a tangle, where the joy that we had only yesterday is missing today. What happened? What happened? We watched a movie last night. It was called As Good As It Gets, with Jack Nicholson, Helen Hunt, and Greg Kinnear. Lovely movie. Very thoughtful, very, very concerned. But Mr. Nicholson plays a very ugly person, a mentally unstable person, a person whose life is just one instability after another. He writes beautiful books. The women love his books. He writes with great pathos and great understanding. But in his own life, in his own attitude, he has never given out love. He has never given out the depth of love that all of us know deep in our heart. And in the movie, he started to give this out when circumstances brought it to his attention. And as he did this, he felt out of balance. He felt things were just not right. And he was always finding negative things to say about people. He was just being a very irascible person. And in the end, the young lady, who herself was very unstable, who herself was strong in certain areas when it concerned her child, strong in areas when it concerned her mom, strong in areas when it concerned her job and doing what she had to do, but weak and concerned with her value. Was she a good person? Was she a wonderful person? And, of course, the film shows her to be a very wonderful person in more ways than one. And she takes up with this unstable man who has become a little bit more stable. But why should she have to have this unstable man, this man who just was not really with it? Well, it became sort of a debt because he paid for the bills, the medical bills of her son, and he did many other interesting things. But the thing is, why do we have to have such graphic anti-experiences to show how good we are? We surround ourselves by people who are beautiful and good. And if they're not beautiful and good, we create them in our mind and heart beautiful and good. We will only see the beautiful and good in them. And perhaps that's what the lady in the film was attempting to do, to see Jack Nicholson as the beautiful and good person that she really knew he was deep within. Or perhaps she was only living in her world. And though she felt unstable and though she felt a lack of self-confidence, she felt confident that this would work out, that these things would come. And she took a very negative experience and turned it into several very positive experiences. But she did it only because she was true to her own inner integrity. Her inner integrity said she would do certain things or she would not do them. And she lived up to it. She lived up to that inner integrity. Now, what about all of us? Is our bubble sort of missing? Is our bubble sort of floating away someplace and we cannot seem to find it? Is our bubble telling us, hey, we got to float around here on our own and we want to look at the world on our own? We're not always tied to your life. Well, the truth of the matter is, the bubble is always tied to our life. The bubble is us. Do we have curiosity about the negative? Then we will experience the negative. Do we have curiosity about the positive? Then we will experience the positive. Our bubble goes where we want it to go. When we want to experience the positive, our bubble is like the overview, looking at the positive. Looking at all the joyful, all the wonderful, all the beautiful, all the very, very good aspects and features of life. Our bubble looks at whatever we want to look at. If we want to look at something beautiful and good, our bubble is hovering around looking at things beautiful and good. It's sort of an overview of who we are. It's an overview of all the good and all the joy and all the peace and all the harmony and all the love that we are. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready for the joy, the peace, the bubble, the harmony that you are? Are you ready for that? That's what's ready for you. That's what's ready for you if you are ready for it. Now, claim it. Let it be in your world. Let it be in your life. Let it be something that is so exciting and so wonderful to you that it is all that matters for you. Let it be for you. Let your bubble be the original purity and integrity that you are, looking at everything and seeing it good and very good, looking at all of life and calling it good and very good, looking at every experience that comes along, no matter how up or down it may be, always calling it up. Always calling it pure, beautiful, always calling it something desirable, something beneficial, always calling it that. And when you do, then life is worth living. For when you do that, you have polished your bubble so that your bubble only sees all that is good and beautiful in the world. Your bubble only sees that which is the truth about you. Your bubble only knows the reality and lives the reality now and always. Yes, we all have a bubble. We have the good bubble and the bad bubble. And the good bubble is when we choose where it goes. We choose what it entertains. We choose what it sees and what it shares. It's our opportunity to do that. When there's a bad bubble around, it's because we have given it carte blanche to go out and feel around and have compassion and sympathy for the world. And the world doesn't want compassion and sympathy. It wants someone who's going to look at it and say, "You're good, you're very good, you're wonderful, you're very wonderful." And you say to yourself, "Boy, do they have a strange vision. But I like it. Yes. Our bubble has the opportunity of going around and being who we are, shining out the glory, the happiness, the harmony that we are. We have the opportunity to live in a world of peace, to live in a world of goodness, to live in a world that just never will stop being that which it is, good and very good. The world will just never stop being that which it is, good and very good. You have this opportunity too, to be good and very good. But it means that you can't feel sorry for yourself, because you created what you have. You can't feel sorry for yourself because you are the one who is all in all. You are the goodness. You are the purity. You are the right action. You are the truth. You are the love. You are the creator. 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 I am the creator. I am the creator. I am the creator. And I create good and very good. I create love. I create unconditional love. I create my unconditional love surrounding and folding and overwhelming every incident of my life and any life that happens to touch my life. If someone touches me, they feel that electric shock. They feel that electric magnetism that says, "Hi there, good guy, how you doing?" And you whoop, 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 whoop. That electric quality within each one of us that sparks forth our bubble of wholeness and truth and goodness and light and right action. That's us. That's us. Anyone who comes within any area of our aura, of our charisma, feels that charisma and they say, "Wow!" Like when the queen walks in a room, nobody has to announce that it's the queen. Her presence and her self-confidence, her unconditional love for herself and her world shines out all over her. And everybody knows it's the queen. She cannot hide it. She doesn't want to. She is it by not showing up, just being who she is. If you're a woman, you're a woman. If you're a man, you're a man. If you're a child, you're a child. But you can be divine, woman, man, or child. And as a divine woman, man, or child, you are shining forth a charisma of gloriousness, of qualities that are so beautiful and so desirable that everybody wants it. That's your true bubble. That's your true bubble of who you are. That's your true reality of who you are. Are you ready for that? Well, I think so. I think so. So, go for it, and let every good and beautiful thing be yours right now and forevermore. And know, with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my being and all my unconditional love, I surround you always. Every time I think of you, I surround you with that which I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.